Let me get to my predictions and what my review is of 2023 and how I see 2024. And then more importantly, how I think that you should approach going into 2024 or how you should have been gearing yourself up coming into the new year, right? And so 2023 was an incredible year for me. Across my YouTube social media profiles, not just social media profiles. I'm not even going to talk about Instagram, TikTok, or any of that type of stuff, because on Instagram, I'm going crazy. If y'all not subscribed to or y'all not following me on Instagram or anything like that, yo, I am telling you that I am going to be next up. I think that I am going to have one of the biggest years that I've ever experienced in my entire life. One of the biggest years that I've ever experienced in my entire life. And I had a great year on YouTube. I mean, I had one of the most incredible years that I've ever had in my entire life. Across all of my multiple different platforms that I participated on or I had some kind of stake on or something like that. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting because I just crossed 250,000 subscribers. I'm at 250,408. So shout out to y'all. But yeah, man, I had an incredible year. And it's crazy because I'm looking at the views or whatever. And if I go through the entire year, and a lot of people don't even realize how many views that I do. But just on one channel alone. Well, let me just say this. We've done well over 100 million views on YouTube alone. Let me say that again. We've done just in regular videos, I've done over across multiple different platforms, not just one or anything like that. Across multiple different platforms, I've done over 100 million views alone. Here, you know me. I'll go ahead and pull up the receipts. I have no problems with that. So let me go ahead and show you guys and give you a little bit of insight into what I look at. All right. This is just the Anton Daniels channel. Has nothing to do with the Millionaire Morning Show. Obviously, you guys know that I have not really dropped any shorts. I've just started getting into shorts and stuff like that. But for the Anton Daniels channel alone, just from January 4th through December 31st, I've done over 45 million views just on the Anton Daniels channel alone. Just on the Anton Daniels channel alone, we've done over 45 million views on YouTube alone. Across multiple different platforms, we're well over, and I'm just talking about just YouTube, nothing else but just YouTube, on multiple different platforms alone, we're well over 100 million views. For what we've been doing across platforms for the entirety of my career, for the different platforms that I participated on YouTube alone, I've done well over a quarter of a billion views. And so I first want to acknowledge you guys, and I want to say I appreciate you. I love you. It does not go without being acknowledged. And so I absolutely want to say I thank you guys. I appreciate you guys for continuing to hold me down both on this platform and on the Anton Daniels channel. And a lot of people don't understand that I'm the hottest dude in my city. I'm the hottest dude, one of the hottest people on the internet right now. And we do numbers. The one thing that they can argue about, they can say that they don't like me. They can say that they don't like how I respond. But the thing that you can't argue with is that I'm a marketing genius. I'm a sales genius. The numbers don't lie. The main shorts, those are straight up video numbers just from January 4th through today in December. The numbers don't lie. And so it's been an incredible year. It's been an incredible year from growth perspective. We started building out our first property as far as from the ground up, buying the land, going through the process of that. We're going to be finishing that in the beginning of the spring. So many accomplishments, so much growth. I think that we're poised to explode in 2024. I think that I'm going to be the hottest person on the internet in 2024, if not one of the hottest people on the internet in 2024. I don't know what that looks like. We got After Hours launching. I think I'm going to take over Instagram. I think I'm going to be taking over TikTok. I think that you're going to see me everywhere. So for those of you that are subscribed now or have been subscribed to me for an extended period of time, I appreciate you for getting in on the ground floor, and I will never forget you. I will never forget, and I will never stop being appreciative of the support that you guys have given into me, and hopefully I've given way more into you as far as affecting your life in a positive way. I was out and about in the streets yesterday, jumped inside of my Uber, and I ran into some people that's absolutely dope, exchanged some information. Shout out to the people over there at PS Social down here in Miami. I did a thing where I popped up over at the event, and they showed me a lot of love. I met a lot of ladies, met a lot of fellas. We exchanged information. So network happening all in Miami. I expect to be in Miami multiple different times throughout the next year in 2024. But I'm also predicting that it's going to be a great year for you guys. I think that it's going to be a lot more scandals. It's going to be a lot more divorces. I think that the real estate market is going to continue to go up. So people that are still in the real estate market on the ground floor, I think that you guys are going to benefit from it. If you guys have been taking advice and insight and information from over at the Patreon, I'm going to continue to detail it. We're going to still go on our buying spree. I think that we're going to do more and bigger cars. I think that we're going to do more traveling. I think that the content is going to go to another level. I got a lot of people planning to come on the platform from some of the biggest names, politicians, all of that. And I also plan on, and this is the most important thing, and this is the thing that I think that y'all should take from this situation. I am planning on investing more money into myself than I've ever invested in my life. Your biggest investment, and they're going to say real estate, they're going to say stocks, they're going to say 401ks, make sure you buy your home. That's the biggest investment that you can ever make. Nope, the biggest investment that you can ever make is in yourself. That is the thing that is the most important. And I'm talking about all across the board. I'm talking about when it comes to your health. I am spending more money and more time in the gym than I ever have before. I am going to invest in my image. I am going to invest in mentorship. I am going to invest in real estate. I am going to invest in content. I'm going to put more money than ever inside of my studios. I'm going to invest in my people that's surrounding me and my companies. And so I'm deploying more research, more capital, and more of my energy into growing myself. And I'm telling you, I've been preaching this since y'all have been rocking with me, and I've been telling you since the beginning of time, you have to be selfish before you're selfless. They're going to preach to you, oh, I seen Dr. Umar Johnson saying that Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's late wife, is supposed to make sure that she takes the money from his estate and invest it into the black community. Man, if you don't get your cornball cell phone out of there, I can't stand when people tell other people what they need to do with their money. I can't stand. Shout out to Rayshawn. I'm going to read that shortly. Thank you, my friend. I can't stand when other people tell other people how they're supposed to spend their money, but they ain't never actually did anything except for make sure, and let me throw my last darts in 2023 based off of what I'm seeing. How you gonna speak on a woman that, and I almost forgot about this because I've been so focused on growing and stuff that really matters and adding value into your life rather than getting into the he say, she say nonsense. I've been focused more on that type of stuff. I might do a whole live stream on him on the other channel. Actually, After Hours. That's going to be the very first thing that I tackle on After Hours. I'm going to save my real commentary for on there. But how you going to tell a widow, and let me tell you why it's so bad, because this is not just a woman that was married to a great man that did more for and is recognized worldwide. This is a man, and I'm talking about Kobe Bryant, or rather a woman. Let's talk about Vanessa Bryant, his wife, who held him down, because let's not forget, Kobe was not completely without fault or blemish, and that's not the thing that we harping on, but she stuck by him and held him down, and you never heard Vanessa Bryant ever speak to the general public about anything. She is the very definition of understanding her role, playing her position, and holding down his legacy. So this is a woman that not only held down Kobe Bryant, but she's a widow. And this is not even like on some widow type stuff like, oh, he was in a hospital. We had our opportunity to say our last goodbyes. This man died in the most horrific way. And it was even more horrific because he also died being a great father to a daughter that also passed away also. And for this man to be not only disrespectful in that you telling somebody else how they supposed to spend their money, but he's disrespectful and absolutely the most disingenuous person. When I say the bag fumbler of the year, I nominate Dr. Umar Johnson, because when you could be so disrespectful that you would speak to a widow and telling her what to do when you're not even married and you got baby mamas, and this woman has went through what she went through as far as with her husband and her daughter, and you have the nerve to speak on their relationship, some stuff needs to be untouched. Some stuff you just let go. Whatever your opinion of it is, whether it's right or wrong, some stuff you just supposed to not speak on. That's one of them. If there was ever a situation where you not supposed to speak on something, because Vanessa Bryant is not even a public figure. She's not a public figure. She is a woman that was married to a public figure that lost her husband and her daughter in a fiery crash. And you have the nerve to open up your mouth to speak on. Now, we can have a conversation about whether or not Kobe Bryant is the GOAT as far as basketball or comparing to Michael Jordan or LeBron James and all of that. But when you speak on a widowed person and telling her what she's supposed to be doing for the black community, and she not even a public figure, and you don't even have the empathy, you don't have the love within your heart as a person, but all you want to do is talk, and you ain't never did nothing in your entire life, you're talking to a woman who was married to one of the greatest men of our generation as far as what it was that he was able to do and accomplish, and you have the nerve to speak to a woman that lost her husband and her daughter that's probably still fresh within her, and she not even a public figure. That is the most disrespectful thing that I've ever heard in my entire life. But I'm going to hold off on that. Because all of y'all that still go, that still support and rock out with him and make sure, and all of y'all still getting finessed 15 years later after he still ain't got no school open, we going to get to that. But I think that you have to be selfish before you're selfless. You got to take care of you, because you're going to have enough people that's tearing you down. You're going to have enough people that speak on your situation, that try to pull from you, that try to tell you what you're supposed to do, that's in their best interest and not in your best interest. And I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be a helpful person, but I'm telling you that you got to get yourself together first, because you cannot, and I'm going to quote this again, and I need y'all to carry this with you into 2024. You cannot pour out of an empty cup. You can't. It's just going to kill you. It's going to drain you. It's going to take you out. You're going to want to help everybody. That's the dilemma that I see on a regular basis. I wish I can give everybody that I love $1 million and that they would be able to handle it and they would be successful. But then I'm going to be broke. You can't help everybody. You can teach them how to fish. You can give them advice, but even be very careful with your energy. Be careful with your algorithm. Don't even subscribe to people that is not adding value into your life. Yeah, entertainment is good. Yeah, having a conversation and the banner is good. But you need to offset the nonsense with things that's actually productive for your life. There is always going to be people that talk about you. It's always going to be somebody that says something. It's going to be somebody in your family. It's going to be somebody online. It's always going to be something. God never said that it did not rain on the just. He said it rains on the just and the unjust. It's always going to be things that happen. But the only way to protect you, your energy, your investments, the thing that's best for you, whether you're in a relationship or not, is to do the thing that's in your best interest first. Now, how does that apply to people that are in relationships? Well, you know, the thing that I find as a person that's mentored a lot of people and coached a lot of people, even with regard to relationships, is that one of the reasons why relationships don't work is because people become interdependent on other people in order for them to be happy. So then you'll see a person that say, I'm not happy, I need to leave. Listen, you were supposed to be a full, completed, and happy person before you jumped into another relationship in the first place. You was not supposed to be trauma bonding. You shouldn't be looking for somebody else to fix your situation for you, whether it be financially, relationship-wise, mentally, your past. Solve for the problems that you got with your father or your mother, or go have that conversation and hold them accountable. You need to go and fix the problems that you have and forgive the person that you walked away from your previous relationship so that you can be whole. And that's why forgiveness is for you. It's not just for the other person before you get into another relationship, because all you're doing is carrying trauma and war wounds and generational curses into somebody else's life, and you're going to ruin their life. You can't help anybody. Shut your mouth talking about things that you don't know not of, and you jumping on these panels and you having these conversations and you think that your opinion matters, but it doesn't, because all you're doing is giving other people information that's going to have them crashing out. I believe in being an equal accountability partner. I believe in making sure that you do the right thing. I also believe in documenting the journey as you go along. You don't have to be a completed picture, but the thing that I'm telling you to do is spend more time fixing you and getting the beam out of your own eye before you spend other time trying to help somebody or give somebody else advice, because you're going to have them crashing out and you're going to have to be accountable for that in one way or another. Everything you do on this earth, you're going to have to be accountable for. Invest in you. Fix you. Go and get an education. Community college is damn near free compared to what it's going to cost you to go to a major university. Fix you first. Before you start talking to anybody else, make sure that you're a reflection of the thing that you advocate for. And document the journey too. Two things can be true at the same time. Invest in you. Get that debt paid off. Get that. Man, listen, if you go into 2025 still talking about I got consumer debt, I got news for you. I'm not even sure that you're here for the right reasons. You just here for entertainment purposes. If you going into 2025 still talking about I got debt, or still talking about I'm on cold, or still talking about I'm not happy, if your sentiment, if your general sentiment that you put inside of this chat today is the same as it was coming into 2024, going into 2025, we gonna have a problem. I need you to be better off than you were when you came into 2024. That don't mean that you're not gonna go through stuff. That don't mean it's not gonna be hard. That don't mean it's not gonna be difficult, but you absolutely still have an obligation to yourself to get yourself together. I'm thankful I'm here. I'm blessed. You never know when your last day is gonna be on this earth. So I leave it on the flow. Every single day. You never know. Leave it on the flow. Give everything you got every single day. Live every day like it's your last. Invest in yourself. Love hard. Live in the moment. Be present when you're in the presence of other people. Take care of business. Make sure you get the most out of your job. Make sure you negotiate for the best deals. Make sure you invest in yourself. Make sure you're getting life insurance. We don't want to do no more fish fries. Lower your lifestyle. Get rid of the debt and then start to allocate all of your monies over into the thing that's actually beneficial for your children, so they don't have to make sure that they're getting student loans when they decide that they want to go to college. Educate ourselves, invest in ourselves, make sure we're eating different, make sure we exercise. And it's no reason why we don't have every opportunity to level up, and you don't have any more excuses. Stop blaming it on the system. We going away from this victim Olympics. We not going to blame it on white people. We not going to blame it on your baby mama, not your baby daddy, not your kids, not your grandma. Let all of that stuff go and fix what you need to fix before you go into it. This is not the year for you to set resolutions and say, I'm going to do this, that, and so forth differently. This is the time right now for you to go into the new year whole, because y'all going to forget y'all resolutions anyway. But you can set the foundation by which you can build on if you then get rid of all of that trash and you get rid of all of the things that's holding you back, including your own mentality going into the new year and being a better version of yourself. No more. No more. No more being carried. Now is your time to start paying it forward. No more being carried. Now is your time to start paying it forward. Let's get to it. Let's get to the. It's going to be an incredible year. And I am excited to have each and every last one of you guys joining the journey for me. Hopefully, most of y'all are inside of the Patreon, so we're going to be doing tours, meetups. We're going to be getting to the bag. It's going to be so much content that's coming out. I declare today that my every waking moment outside of the time that I spend personally to make sure that I'm building my own self up and having my own good time, because I got to live my life too. Daddy got to have a life too. But every moment is going to be a cook session. As consistent as I was, and you can believe and trust in Anton from AntonDaniels.com. I've proved it. Over a period of years, I don't miss. I don't miss an upload. I don't miss a stream. I don't miss anything. If anything, you can depend on me to make sure that I hold you accountable, that I push you to be greater, that I add value into your life. And I'm going to make sure that everything that I do, I put my all into it. I'm going to be passionate. I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to want the best for you. I'm going to be the most researched. I'm going to have the best panelists. I'm going to do everything that I can to do the best that I can, making sure that there's no excuses why I don't get everything that I'm supposed to get going forward. And if you don't have the same mentality, then shame on you. Shame on you. And you ain't even, and listen, let me leave you with this also. You don't even have to try to get the person that you land next to every day, because that's the second best or the second most important investment that you ever gonna make in your entire life. Stop trying to convince the person that you land next to come on this journey with you. It's men that hit me every day, women that hit me every day and say, Anton, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Can I get a coaching session? I get in a coaching session. How can I inspire my husband? How can I inspire my boyfriend? How can I inspire my wife? How can I inspire my girlfriend to get on the same page? That's not your call. That is not your doing. You cannot control another human. What you do is you inspire them. You don't have to try to convince your family or your friends or any of these other people, hey, man, go and listen to Anton Daniels. You send them the content and let them make the decision for themselves. Hey, man, come on this journey. Hey, we need to make sure we get our debt paid off. Hey, I want to start doing things a little bit differently. You just start doing stuff different. Stop trying to convince them to get in the gym and just be in the gym. Stop trying to convince them to just get in the gym and just be in the gym. I don't say, hey, as a household, we all going to eat differently. I don't do that. I've never done that. You know what I do? I just start eating differently. And then Rita come in here, hey, are you eating dinner today? Yeah, but I'm going to order something a little different. I know that you cook it. And then you know what she just started doing? She just started making adjustments. Because her lifestyle is going to be reflection of mine. Once I start going back into the gym and all of that, she was already fit. She's super duper fit. But then she see me working out and I'm changing my diet and all of that. She like, oh, you ain't about to leave me behind. Because my communication is based off of my actions. It's not the things that I say is the reinforcement for the things that I'm already doing. I don't even talk about it until I'm starting to do it. That's why when I'm on these live streams, I'm not having conversations with you guys. I don't talk about things that I'm not living or that I haven't lived or experienced or that I don't know. I don't give you advice when it comes to. Do you ever see me talking about cryptocurrency? You never see me talking about cryptocurrency. I may report on Sam Bankman Fried or whatever his name was as far as getting convicted and then thrown under the jail for, you know, finessing and frauding. But you never see me giving you advice based off of cryptocurrency. You know why? Because I haven't mastered it yet. There's people out there that you can probably tap into. Be very careful who you tap into. But I don't speak on things that I'm not doing already. I can't tell you how to develop land because I haven't completed the property until spring 2024. Then I will break down, and I've already been documenting the journey inside of the Patreon. Then I will break down and tell you, okay, this is my experience. I'm not telling you guys what to do, but I'm going to give you advice based off of the things that I've learned. When it comes to how to level up in corporate America, I can give you that game. When it comes to being a real estate investor, I can give you that game. When it comes to being a content creator, I can give you that game. When it comes to starting your business, being a restaurant owner, sales, marketing, social media, all of those type of things, looking at politics, understanding where it comes back to the money, how to manage your relationships, how to be successfully married, I can give you that game. I know this. I am a master of it. I put in my 10,000 hours plus. But I am not going to talk about anything until I master it. So when you're trying to inspire other people to do things, be a reflection of it. Be a reflection of it before you start giving advice about it. People keep talking about, well, you can take advice from anything. I'm not, because there's too many people that's already successful in it. Why would I be seeking your insight and your information when you a failure at it, or you haven't really experienced it, or you just speaking from the outside based off of what you think you know? Versus a whole lot of people. It's 1,700 millionaires that's made every single day inside of the United States of America. Why would I be sitting here talking to you about what your advice is on being a millionaire and you ain't never even seen what $1 million look like? You don't know what it feel like. You ain't never touched it. You ain't never seen $100,000. You ain't never made $100,000 in your life. You're not even a dollar millionaire. You are in the negative. Most of these people out here in these streets are in the negative. Their net worth isn't even zero. They're going into 2024 not even with a net worth of $1. And they're going to sit here and criticize. They're going to talk about you. They're going to try to say what you ain't got. And meanwhile, they're spending all of their time doing like this about you and none of their time doing like this about them. I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for that. I have to be it. I have to live it. I have to experience it. Not from your perspective. I could take the advice from you, but I got to see it for myself. When people see me and they see me traveling to Tokyo, or I can fly where I want to fly and I can drive what I want to drive, that should be inspiration. When I see that junk, when I watch the videos online, I'll be thinking to myself, I got to get me one. Man, I got to get there. What do I have to do to make the adjustment? Why are they doing that differently? Why they, what is that? What is that over there? Is that a big house and they got a big old backyard back there? I need to be able to experience that so I can make the decision for myself if I want to live in the suburbs or the city. It's my choice. It's mine to turn down. I don't window shop. I'm not even going to the car dealership unless I can make the purchase. I'm not sitting here negotiating. I am going to live it. I'll ask you for forgiveness before I ask for permission. I'll ask you for forgiveness before I ask you for permission. Because I don't have time for the nonsense. I don't have time to be sitting here pretending and wishing on a star. I don't believe in hope. That's what Obama ran on in 2008. Hope. I don't even believe in hope. I believe in faith. And then I have to make sure that I manifest it by actually using and doing what my God-given talent is, the things that God gave me in order to manifest it. Because faith without works is dead. It's a multi-level equation that I have to make sure that I put together in order to be able to be successful in this thing. I'm not waiting on you. I'm living it. I don't have to tell my chick, yeah, we about to change our diet. No, I'm just going to change it, be a reflection of it, and then she's going to follow me because she's inspired by it. Keep on telling your kids, do what I say, not what I do. Learn from me. No, be it. You still alive. You still breathing. You still got time on this earth. Be the thing that you want your children to follow after. Stop trying to get them to live the life that you never did. Get them to capitalize off the life that you've created for them. Be the thing that you want other people to be inspired by. Don't just talk about it. Live it. Don't just talk about it. Live it. You hear me? You hear me going? Listen, this is the last live stream from the Millionaire Morning Show going into 2024. We are going to cook. And there's no man left behind this year. No man left behind. If you are here and you with me, or you got a coaching call, or you're a part of the Patreon, or you subscribe to the channel, listen, I'm with you, even if you are the dustiest of dusties, but I am going to make sure that I pour into you every single opportunity that I can. But the only thing that you're going to have to do is you got to keep showing up. You got to keep showing up. And maybe you ain't there yet. Maybe you just trying to figure it out. Maybe you're not a bag chaser yet. Maybe you're not inspired yet. Maybe you don't believe yet. But if you stick around long enough, I guarantee you that I'm going to have a positive impact on your life. It ain't nobody that had never spent time with me in real life that left worse off than they were when they came here. They all come out better. They all come out better. It ain't a person in my life that come into my life and leave not in a better space than they had been here. Not one. Not one. You hear me? Let's go. No man left behind. And don't be the weak link this year. Stop being the last one, the one that's always pulling up the rear trying to figure out how you can get it. Stop being the weak link. Anton, you just got a different mental fortitude. You already there. I had to get there. I had to get there. Nobody gave me a dime. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody gave me nothing. They took from me. They didn't give me nothing. We built this from the ground up. And now you have the opportunity to capitalize off of it.